Wonderful. Turn to the book of Acts, please. Acts chapter 16. Am I on, Brother Lawrence? The book of Acts, please, chapter 16. Now put your back against the pew. Don't go to sleep on me or I'll get in your lap, okay? The book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. Look, if you would, please, in verses 14. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Now, let me lay a foundation. Everybody take notes on me. Do y'all do that? Is anybody here at all? Do y'all take notes? Well, you should. Hey, guys. Now, perk up a little. Get off your drugs and all that. Let's read together, Acts 16, verse 14. A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, and the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us. And then it says, say it back to me. Whose heart the Lord, what did he do?
Open.
Whose heart the Lord opened. Look in your Bible. Whose heart the Lord opened. Then that she attended unto the things which are spoken of Paul. When she was baptized, her and her household, she besought us, saying, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Now look, if you would, in verse 16. Now it came to pass. This is after that God had opened Lydia's heart. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, a young woman, possessed with a spirit of what? Look at me. What? A spirit of divination. Now I want you to watch this. Watch. A spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. Look in verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. And it says, which show us the way of salvation. Now look at verse 18. This did she many days, but Paul being grieved, he turned and said to the Spirit. Now notice in your Bible that he said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus. It says, watch, Christ, to come out of her. Now help me now. Come on, look in your Bible. Hey guys, what does it say? Look in your Bible. And he came out of her. Now how many of y'all see that? Would you raise your hand? Is anybody, nobody over here? Can't y'all use y'all's hand? Look in your Bible. And he came out of her. So now then we find that this woman, this young woman, that she's got a spirit in her which is a masculine. Y'all ought to underscore that in your Bible. You ought to underscore it. Here's what I want you to see. Back up, if you would, please, to verses 16. Now, everybody take notes on me. Look, if you would, in verse 16. It came to pass, as you went to prayer, that a certain damsel possessed of the spirit of divination. Brother Ronnie, you got a Scofield Bible. Look in the center column. And notice where it says the spirit of divination. And what does it say, Brother Ronnie? He's from Wales. Give him a little while. Center column, Scofield Bible. What does it say?
Looking up with a B.
Right down here.
Spirit of Python.
The spirit of Python. How many of y'all know what a Python is? Would you raise your hand? Brother Lawrence, you got Scofield Bible? Why does it say that? I've got the most inquisitive nature of anybody you ever met in your life. Now, I'm a Bible believer. It said the spirit of Python. Now, hang on. I hate snakes with a passion. Good ones, bad ones, uglies, I hate them. Go to the book of Genesis in chapter 3, verse 1. Everybody turn there right quick. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. And the first one gets it. I want you to stand and read it to me. Go, son. Whoop, 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 whoop. Say it loud. Whoops, you're missing it. And the what?
Serpent.
Genesis 3, verse. That's okay, I'll read it. I want you to read. Subdivable. Go ahead.
Any beast of the field which the Lord God has made.
It says a serpent, Genesis 3, verse 1. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Now then, we move up to Acts 16, and it says this young woman, this damsel, amen, has got a spirit of Python. The devil is not red underwear. He's not a long tail, two horns, and a pitchfork. He's not Nightmare on Elm Street. He's not Freddy Krueger or whatever that junk is. He is the arch enemy of your soul. Now, in Genesis 3 and verses 1, we find that the serpent, look in your Bible, we find the devil used the body of a serpent. Right? Say something to me. He used the body of a serpent. Now, go back to you. What in the world did I tear up? I tear up everything. Look in your Bible in Acts 16. Go back. I'll fix this thing right quick. It says the spirit of Python. When you get my age, you like Discovery Channel. Amen. You like quietness. The other day, I seen on the Discovery Channel in Honduras, they brought this. I never seen a snake that big in my life. God is my witness. It was that big in its abdomen. They had it laying in the back of a truck. They cut the snake open, and the snake had swallowed a man. Honestly, they cut the thing open, and it had swallowed a man. In Knoxville, Tennessee, these animals got missing, dogs and cats, and nobody, animal control, couldn't find out what was happening to them. This is on the news. Y'all know what a crawl space is, don't you, underneath a house? Someone had vacated this house and left the doors open to the crawl space. They went up underneath there and they found over a 20-foot long python. And that thing, they kept pulling that thing out from underneath there. You've never seen a snake that big in your life. Somebody had it as a pet. And they turned the thing loose, and it had ate cats and dogs. But the Bible says, Genesis 3, that Satan, which is, and then the serpent. So we know the devil. Why does he hate us? You have something that he wants. If the Lord will let me do this this morning, look in your Bible. Let's go back to Acts 16, and I want you to write this down. You see, the Bible says in the center column reference in Schofield's notes, he says the spirit of Python. So I'm wanting to know if Satan, this entity, and he is something you're going to have to deal with. Amen. And the only way you'll ever go to heaven is, you look here, you must have the blood applied to your life. Now we're living in this world down here, and you have the world, the flesh, and the devil to combat every day of your life. Now what I want to do is use that verse where it says the spirit of divination or the spirit of Python. Now being went to the mission field, I understand the devil, he's a serpent, he's a roaring lion, I understand he's the devil, he's our adversary, I know he uses discouragement, I know he disguises himself, I know he divides, I know he uses darkness, I know there's demons, I understand that. But the Bible says this spirit of divination in this young woman, and then it says the spirit of Python. I went to the mission field over in New Guinea 2 years in a row, stayed there 30 days, one year, went back the next year and stayed 6 weeks. We was in the jungle, in the bush. How many of you have ever seen a big snake? How many of you? Would you raise your hand? I'm talking about a big snake. A big one. Sometimes 15, 16 foot long. I asked this old native, this chief, he's speaking Melanesian Pidgin. Now, how many of y'all ever seen an old Tarzan movie? Raise your hand. Y'all know them sounds? I said, what's in there? Talking about the bush or the jungle. I said, what's in there that's harmful to man? He has got no teeth, only a little few teeth. And he's speaking in Melanesian Pidgin, and so the translator said, what's in there that's harmful to man? He said, nothing. I said, why is that? He said, we ate it. I thought I'd die. In Acts 16, it says that young girl had a spirit in her, a spirit of Python. Won't you write this? Someone fly leaf your Bible. Write it down for me. This morning, if God will let me use this, look in your Bible. I want to preach a little while on this spirit of Python. Did you know that they like tropical weather? Did you know these pythons, they like where it rains a lot and they like warmth? I've thought about it over the years. I read everything I could read about these pythons. You see, they camouflage themselves, and the devil's a master at camouflaging himself. He's a master at it, and I'll prove it to you in a minute. But these pythons, these big old snakes, they lack warm weather. I've seen snakes in years gone by, they'll crawl up on rocks and they'll get up where the sun is at. And they're not very lethal, their body temperature slows down, their movement slows down. But a python loves warmth. But hey, the devil never wants you to get close to God. He don't want you to heat up for God, son. You can write that down. I'm talking about that spirit of python. What do you mean, Brother Sisson? These pythons, they lack warmth. And so therefore, watch this, the devil disguises everything for you. And so you go to the world and you get cold on God, get indifferent on God. You cannot believe at the times that I have met young people that they literally, they've got all these good foundations. They got good parents, got a good church, got a good preacher. And they go out here and get 18, 19 years old. They didn't even have to get that old. And they go to the world, and the world, the system of this world, the world system itself, and the first thing you know, they'll get cold and different on God, get out in the world, and hey, look here, they don't even look like a Christian. So the first thing I want you to write down is the spirit of Python, he loves warmth. So the devil will come to you, and he'll do everything he can to get you, and I mean get you away from the will of God. Now, number two, did you know this? A Python loves warmth. This is hot-blooded victims. Boy, look at y'all's faces. I wish they had me a mirror so y'all look at y'all's self. We're living in a world system that hates you. Turn to Luke with me, please, chapter 22, just for a moment. Don't you watch this. Turn to Luke and I'll prove it to you. So the spirit of Python in Acts chapter 16. Now go back to the book of Luke, please, in chapter 22. Look in your Bible just for a moment. Luke 22, verse 31. The Bible says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. There we find he's talking to a grown man by the name of Simon Peter. And he says, Satan hath desired to have you. Look at me just a moment. Look at me a moment. There's not a one of you in this building that do not realize, how many of you, if I asked you what a three-letter word is sin, how many of you could raise your hand and tell me what sin is? Raise it up real high. You say, well, brother, listen, what really is sin? Sin, it destroys us. Here it says, Satan hath desired to have you. Talking to Peter. Now, sin is what takes and separates us from God. Sin is not necessarily what everybody... Biblically, this is what sin is. Sin is transgression against God Himself. Saying no to God. I'll live my life as I please. I'll go where I want to. I'll do what I want to. I'll get involved in everything I want to. Now watch what happens. Satan hath desired to have you. Look down in verse 30. But Jesus says, but I prayed for you that thy faith fail not, and when thou art strengthened, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The devil, I believe with all of my heart, I believe he tracks you. I believe the devil will do everything he can to trip you up. I believe the devil will do everything he can to torment your mind. And what I want you to see is this spirit of Python is running rampant in America. What do you mean, Brother Sisson? Satan hath desired to have you. One, if you would please, look in your Bible. Listen to me. Python snakes, they love warmth. Would you write that down? Number two, they love hot-blooded victims. They love it. Now, contrary to what you may believe, listen to me, pythons and anacondas are not venomous. Now, some of them are, but not normally. So everybody thinks, well, them big old snakes, boy, they take and lay them fangs into you. That's not what happens. That's not what happens. And I'll show you just in a moment. We're talking about the spirit of python. One, they love warmth. Number two, and watch this, these pythons, I thought about they love hot-blooded victims. But number three, they'll turn on you. You cannot tame a python. Hey, Brother Lawrence, you ever been out visiting? Knocking on doors? I went to visit this man. Look up here just a moment. I hate snakes. I went visiting, and God is my witness, they had two couches in the living room, one there and one here, and I'm sitting over here. I look down and I keep seeing the dust ruffle move. I'm thinking, what in the world's that? What is that? And all of a sudden he looked down, we had eye contact, and the man we was visiting, he said, you seen baby. I thought, baby? He reached down and God is my witness, he pulled out one of them pythons out from underneath that couch. I about died. I mean, he just kept pulling that thing out from underneath that couch. And here I am sitting over here. Son, I want to find me another door. He said, that's baby. He said, it loves to ride on my motorcycle. I said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Do y'all have a visual? Riding down the road, and here's a python on a motorcycle. That's dumb as a box of rocks. Amen. A python on a motorcycle. Something wrong with that equation. His mind has divorced him for non-support. But I mean, this python, this snake I'm talking about, was underneath that couch. Won't you listen to this? Did you know that they'll turn on you? Did you know he had raised this thing? This man I'm telling you about, there's something wrong with his mind. I believe his mind divorced him. Anybody handle snakes? But anyway, listen, he had raised this thing to that kind of a stage that it was in. Pythons will turn on you. The devil's not your friend. He'll turn on you. He'll destroy you. He'll turn on you guys. I'm not preaching yet. So I said he loves hot-blooded victims. But then watch this. You cannot tame Python. And what I hate with a passion, what the devil has done to our young people. I hate it with a passion. I mean, I know you think you can handle sin, but you can't handle sin. It'll handle you. I know you think, well, I've got my whole life laid out here. I can do what I want to, go where I want to, get involved in all I want to. I'm saying you think you can handle it, but it winds up handling you. Won't you look at these little beady eyes, man? Show me a senior. Anybody here a senior? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I met this guy several years ago. He's graduated from school. Went to first year of agricultural school at UK. He met this woman. Now, won't you look up at me? He met this woman. And he married this woman. And don't you listen to this? He's probably 25, 26 now. Had a child. Do you, how many of y'all know what depression is? I'm talking about bottom line depression. This man I'm fixing to tell you about used to go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. His mama loved him. You talk about it. Used to sing in the choir. Used to get up and sing specials. This boy I'm talking about. So he went out here and he married this worldly girl. Now pay attention to this. Married her. Had a child by her. First thing you know, she leaves him. Takes the child. He loves that child more than life itself. He quits. He doesn't go to the house of God. He doesn't read his Bible. He's so depressed, he lays and pulls the sheet up over his head. And smokes one cigarette after the other. One cigarette after the other. He doesn't eat. He just smokes cigarette and drinks coffee. And his body is shutting down. He and his wife strings him along. We're going to get back together. We're going to get our family back together. She didn't love God. He loved and he couldn't wait. He could not wait till it got time for him to have custody of his child to where he could spend time with his child. This just happened, by the way. Ain't been too long back. She calls him up, the little boy calls him up and says, Daddy, they don't have a phone in the house. So he had come up to his mom's house. The phone rang and it was his little boy. Daddy, I can't come. Mama won't let me. So she wouldn't let him come for the weekend visit with him. Now remember, the boy is depressed. I mean, on the bottom rung of the ladder. Gordon starts to walk out the door and the phone rings again. On the other end of the phone is his ex-wife. Listen to this. She says, I never loved you. I never did love you. I hate the ground you walk on. And I hope you rot in hell. Gordon hangs the phone up. His mother hears, she's screaming in the phone and she hears everything the woman says. Gordon hangs the phone up, walks out the door. His mom says, Gordon, are you all right? He says, Mom, I'm all right. He lives maybe 200 feet down the house, down from his mom in a trailer, a double-wide trailer. I've been there and I've visited him. Won't you listen to this? The mother of this boy thinks something's wrong. Something's not right. She goes, not 5 or 10 minutes have elapsed, and she goes down there. Look at me for a moment. Guess what he had done? He had got in the garage and got up on a 55-gallon drum and hung himself. And the mother, God is my witness, he's still alive. She's trying to hold her son up to keep him from dying. He's still alive. But she cannot hold him there as a result of the weight. She screams and hollers, but nobody comes to help her. And the only person that could help her, she lets her son down and lets him down real easy and runs next door. And the only person that could help her was a man that was blind, running drunk, passed out. She runs back to the garage, and now her son is dead. You say, Brother Sisson, that can't happen to me. It happens all the time. I'm talking about how what sin will do to you. You think you can tame it. You think you can handle the pythons of this world. But it winds up handling you. That you drink one... And I don't want to get too personal with you. You smoke one cigarette. Then you smoke two. Then three and four and five. First thing you know, you'll pack a day. You drink one beer, then it's two beers and three and four and five and six. And first thing you know, your body's addicted to it and you got to have it. Some of you have never seen anybody with DTs. You need to. Some of you have never seen somebody's hands just shake as a result of alcohol. You ever seen anybody on drugs? Do you think they intended to wind up to being a drug addict when they smoked the first joint? No. You see, that spirit of Python, well, I can handle it. How many of y'all would be honest with me? Would you be honest? Anybody ever been rebellious? Hey guys, thank you. Bless your hearts. Did you know the spirit of rebellion is the first step? I'm telling you the God's honest truth. Mom says, take out the garbage. I don't want to! Spirit of rebellion. Don't go there. I'll go where I want to go. That's that spirit of rebellion. That's that spirit of Python. It's rebellion. You say, Brother Sisson, I can handle it. No, it'll handle you. Adults, come in there. Adults, come in there. See what I mean? They won't even be honest. It handles you. I was a drunk. I didn't intend to wind up being a drunk. I go into jails, just visiting, fellas. But I go into jails. Listen to this. Look up here. In our county, where I'm from, my wife and them just had services at the Pulaski County Jail. Out of 22 women that was in jail, listen to me, the 22 that was in jail that come to the services, 20 of them was drug related. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Let me put that on rewind again. 20 of them was drug-related. Most of them have got children, but they're in jail. It'll not happen to me. It happens all the time. You can't tame the pythons. You can't tame sin. You can't do it. You can't tame Satan. So one, he loves tropical weather. He rains where it rains a lot. And watch this. You let God rain down the blessings, the pythons always shows up. He loves hot-blooded victims. Pythons turn on you. You can't tame the pythons of this world. Listen to this. Small pythons become large pythons. Look at me. I'm not trying to be gross. Do you know where the little pythons, do you know the mother opens her mouth up and they all run to her? But little pythons wind up being big pythons. What do you mean, Brother Sisson? That one thing gets into your life like rebellion. Then it's another thing, and it's another thing, then it's another thing, then it's another thing, and pretty soon you got full-blown pythons in your life, controlling your life. I go to jails, they'll tell you in a drop of a hat, pornography, the sexual explosion. Go into jails and look what I was in jail. They did not intend to be there. I'm telling you the God's honest truth. They didn't intend it. But what my point is watch this. When they smoke the first joint, whatever they get on crack cocaine, whatever they're on to, they never, the little thing, they didn't understand that one day it'd be a big blown thing. It would control their life. Little pythons, are y'all writing it down for me? Get to be huge pythons. Been down that road. Been involved in it. Know what I'm talking about. Another thing, right quick, and I got to hurry to show you. Did you know they ambushed their victims? Is it against the law in here to say amen? Pythons ambushed. Do y'all know what I mean by ambushing? Lays traps for you. Look at me for a minute. Boy, when I got a hold of this, I had a spell. I was over in the jungles of New Guinea. And I'm talking about loincloths. I'm talking about nudity. I'm talking about a third world country. They're telling me that about these pythons. Sometimes they grow as much and get as much as 200 pounds. Can you imagine that? And it takes these things forever to do it, but they'll crawl up into a tree. And their bodies are so camouflaged that they'll crawl out on a limb and just curl up and just lay there. Just lay there. That's all he does is just lay there. And watch this. And all of a sudden, a warthog or anything else, he'll sit there and wait. And a little warthog will run past him, and guess what they'll do? That thing will fall out of that bush and fall on that warthog. I thought about how Satan ambushes us. He ambushes us. He camouflages himself, the spirit of Python. So they ambush their victim. Listen to this. Another thing this python does, go back, look in your Bible, Acts 16. Look in your Bible. So they ambush their victim. And I thought about these small pythons, they become large pythons. These little sins become big sins, and then it controls our lives. They ambush, he lays snares and traps. He sneaks upon you. Now, I know you don't believe that. I know you don't believe it, but he does. He sneaks upon you. Another thing, please write it down for me. The python, preacher, listen. How do they kill their victim? How would y'all like to know how they kill them? How would you like to know? Nobody? Well, they got these big old fangs, but they're not venomous. A venomous snake, when he takes and he bites you, the venom in him, it paralyzes its victim. But a python, guess what he does? He lays up here and he ambushes, he falls out, and the first thing he does is this. He wraps his body around this part, the lung area. Now, contrary to what they say, well, the python squeezes you to death. He does not do that. Let me tell you what he does. He wraps that first coil around your lung cavity. And then when you try to take another breath, he'll take and wrap another coil around. And he'll keep doing that, and pretty soon your lungs cannot constrict. You can't breathe. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathe it out. If you couldn't do that, you'll die. Do you understand that? How many of y'all understand? If your lungs cannot constrict, you'll die. So all the python does is watch this. He just holds what he's got till you take another breath. Until pretty soon you can't breathe and he suffocates you. That's what this spirit of python is doing to our young people. He wraps himself around you. Look at me for a moment. There's pleasure in sin. But did you know it's for a season? I'm not trying to embarrass you. But there's pleasure in sin. But the Bible says there's pleasure in sin, but it's for a season. Do y'all understand what I mean by that? You may look like you're getting by with it. I told somebody and they looked at me real strange. When you smoke a joint of marijuana, did you know how many cells you're killing in your body? Just one joint of marijuana. You see, watch this. They like that euphoria. Whoopee. They like that carefreeness. I'm telling you the truth. They like it. There's pleasure in sin, but it's for a season. So you see what you... Guess what he does? Wraps his... You cannot believe at the time, how old are you? Who showed me a 16-year-old? Okay, listen to me for a moment. I used to take all my young people to the Emily Jones home in Cincinnati. And these were young girls. I'm talking about back in the 70s and 80s. It was for home for unwed girls. Look up here. I'd take all my teenagers over there. And I wanted them to see the birth of a baby where the mother was on crack cocaine. Did you know when she gave birth to the baby would go into DTs? Whatever the mother's on, she's carrying the baby, right? When she gives birth to the baby, The little baby, I've seen them born with no eyes, no nose, just two little holes for a nose, no lips. And watch this, them little babies will convulse, and most of them will die. And I used to take them kids over there and let them see the result of what this world system will do to them. See, I mean, you think you can handle it. Oh, I can handle it. You know, them boys back there, you know, hey, I got my life. There's my life. Hey, the spirit of Python, he'll wrap his tentacles around you and he'll hold you. Guess what you do? You'll go out here and get involved in everything in the world and he'll wrap his tentacles. He's suffocating the life out of you. Boy, do I enjoy being saved. I sure do. Amen. Boy, look at it. Not only that, let's go hurt it. So he wraps, they ambush their victim. He lays snares and traps, and he does it to adults too. But then Python, he wraps his victim. He asphyxiates him. Your lungs cannot constrict, and therefore you just die of asphyxiation. Another thing, right thing. Did you know this? How would y'all like to know how to defeat a python? I'm talking about a big old snake. How would you like to know? I got amused at this, son. I thought, now I'd cut his head off. I'd cut his head off. Someone would say something to me, guys. If I could get a hold of him, I would. Now remember this. Now watch this. He's got his body around your body, right? And he's doing everything he can to keep you from breathing, right? What do you do? You got nothing in your hands to protect yourself. What do you do? According to the natives, if there's water, you run and jump in it. What do you think about that? If there's water, you run and jump in it. And that snake will just loose his hold. Listen to me. That Bible y'all holding in your lap is the unadulterated Word of God. When Satan lays these snares for you, don't run to this world to find the solution to your problem. Run to the Word of God. Say amen. Run to the Word of God. I know you're sitting there, you're looking at my face. Now, let's go back to Acts 16. It's going to get really good if you'll just stay with me just for a minute. What time is it? Still 7 o'clock. Just kick him. Acts 16. Don't look at you. Watch this. Acts 16. It says this woman, this young damsel, had the spirit of divination. I said these spirit of Python, they like tropical weather where it rains a lot. They like warmth. They love hot-blooded victims. And these Pythons, they'll turn on you and you can't tame him. I said these Pythons, these small Pythons, become big Pythons. Some of y'all may done have some of them big Pythons already in your life. Look at me for a minute. Tell you this some more. I'm on a lot of radio stations, and this boy, he hears me preach. Every day, this man that owns this cleanup detail shop, this boy's name is James. And I'm not making, please don't misunderstand me, I'm not making fun of him, but I'm just describing James to you. So the owner, Bob, he keeps the radio on WTHL, so at 1 o'clock he has to listen to me preach. James does every day. Every day. I go down there and visit James, and I witness to him. I give him tracts. And James is probably late 20s. His hair is matted together. He never washes his hair. His hair is just matted together. And he's a good-looking guy, really. But he's involved in everything in the world. I want you to listen to this somewhere we'll close, isn't it? Somehow or another, James just takes a liking to me. His brother, now a period of months ago, I come in from revival, his brother calls me up and says, "Preacher, listen," said, "James is in bad shape. Would you talk to him?" I said, "Well, yeah. Bring him." I said, "I'll come to where you're at." No, he said, "I'll bring him up in a little while." About 2 hours goes by, and here comes his brother, which loves God, and James, right? James will not come into the house. He won't come in the house. I can't get him to come in the house. It's cold outside. Like 28, 29 degrees. So I put my coat on, and I go out there and plead with him to come in the house. But he won't do it. He says, "I'm not coming into your house." And his hands are just shaking like this. His hands are just shaking. His body odor would knock you down. He'd been on a three-day drunk. He'd been on everything in the world. Crack, meth, I mean everything in the world. He had taken it. And his body was just shaking all over. I said, "James, for God's sakes, come in the house. Let me talk to you." Nope. But he said, "Would you get me something to drink?" I said, "Yeah." I went in the house and I got a, you know what supersized McDonald's cups are, don't you? Nod your head. You know what I'm talking about. So I filled it up about that much full of ice, and I got two great big Pepsis and put one in each pocket. And I go out there, and while I'm doing it, I pour that Pepsi in that great big supersizer. Right? His hands are shaking. He puts his body down like this and on the concrete and puts his back against the tire. I get down beside him, and I'm sitting there talking to him. His hands are shaking. Look at me, kids. And God is my witness. He took that supersizer Pepsi, turned it to his lips, and just kept chug-a-lugging it. Never turned it down. They ain't one of you in here can do that. They ain't one of you in here can do that. Your body can't do it. But he done it. And watch this. When he got all that Pepsi down inside of him, his body was so dehydrated, his hands just quit shaking. I poured him another one. He drank about half of it. 2.5 hours later, talking to James, I'd like to tell you that he got his heart right with God. Do you want to know why he got in that kind of shape? How would y'all like to know? How would you like to know that why he got in that kind of shape? Would you like to know? His live-in lover had kicked him out. His live-in lover kicked him out. And he just could not live with the thought that she would kick him out. And so he resorted to a 3-day drunk. On drugs, everything in the world. Hands in terrible shape. See, some of y'all have never seen nobody die like that. You're sitting there saying, that can't happen to me. It does happen. Hey guys, now watch this. Go back to Acts 16. Look in your Bible. It says that this young damsel had a what? What? A spirit of what? Which means the spirit of Python, right? Now, if they ambush their victims, and they do, and if these, and the only way you can defeat a Python, the only way you can do it is run, according to these natives, is run to water, and they'll just lose their grip. Let me tell you this. In Louisville, Kentucky, they'd have these men come every year and put on this program in front of all these students. And he would take big old rattlesnakes and pull them up out of the cages and take these things, and he'd milk them rattlesnakes. You know how they put them fangs over there and that venom run down through there? Them kids would ooh and aah. And wasn't that something, you know, he'd milk them big old rattlesnakes, take that venom from them. And he would always climax this thing by bringing out this great big old python. This is factual. He'd bring out this big old python, and all the time he'd be talking to them students, that snake would be wrapping himself around his lung cavity. But what everybody didn't know that was he was in a hurry, and how he done it, he always had this thing in his hand. It had a barb on it. And he could just stick that barb in the side of that snake, and that snake would just uncoil and fall to the ground. This is how he would climax his program. He'd let that snake coil itself around him, around his neck and around his body cavity. But this time, being in a hurry, he forgot his barb. And they said he stood there on stage, and that snake literally asphyxiated him in front of all them people because he had forgot the barb. He had forgot to put the thing in his hand to stick in that snake to make him lose his control. You're here this morning, you're no match for Python. He'll destroy you. You young girls, God bless your heart, you young men. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever contemplated it? What are you going to do with your life? Let the pythons of this world wreck and ruin your life? Boy, I love this. Now watch this. Paul said, come out of her. Look in your Bible. So this demonic spirit, this masculine spirit, that's in Acts 16. Look in your Bible. Now read with me and we're going to close. Look in your Bible. Acts 16. It plainly says in verse 18, and this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he came out of her, and he came out of her the same hour. Hey, kids, I'm telling you, it's wonderful to know the Lord. It's wonderful to know that the devil has no control of your life. Let's do this this morning. Let's stand. Heads bowed, eyes closed, nobody looking. This spirit of Python, it loves hot-blooded victims. This python, it'll turn on you and you can't tame him. The pythons, the small pythons, they become big pythons. They ambush their victims. He wraps himself around his victim And then how do you defeat him? You run to the water of the Word of God, with our heads bowed. Nobody's looking now. And you'd say, Brother Sisson, I know Christ is my Savior. Would you raise your hand if you truly know that? I want you to raise your hand. I know the Lord Jesus is my personal Savior. Isn't that wonderful to be able to do that? Hey, take your hands down. Thank God. Would you be honest with me this morning? Maybe you older teenagers, you young, older young people. Would you be honest with me this morning and say, Brother Sisson, that spirit of Python, it's already got a control of my life. Would you raise your hand? God bless you, son. God bless you, young man. Hey, that spirit of Python, you can't tame him. Now what you need to do this morning is run to Jesus. Run to him. Run to him. Our Father,